This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister hails alma mater as pioneer in distance learning. Education Minister calls for mandatory inclusion of schools in housing developments and government to spend $120 million to expand Anchovy High. The news in detail after this message.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is back on the island following a visit to her alma mater in Miami, Florida over the weekend. The Prime Minister was the special guest at the Union Institute and University's 50th anniversary reception on Saturday. In her address, Mrs. Simpson Miller lauded the institution for being transformational in its provision of tertiary education, noting that over the years, the school has made a name for itself as a pioneer in student-centered distance learning. Mrs. Simpson Miller says this created opportunities for busy professionals to pursue higher education while continuing to work in their businesses and communities. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is calling for a policy that will make the provision of schools, health and security facilities a requirement for all new housing developments. Minister Thwaites says he will be lobbying parliamentarians and other relevant state agencies for support in the development of the policy.
When the parish council and when the government authorities approve the plans for the new housing scheme, don't just approve the plans for the road and for the light and for the sewerage. Approve and insist that if you are bringing people into an area, you must provide for school, you must provide for health, and you must provide for security as well.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at a groundbreaking for Anchovy High School's second campus Friday. In the meantime, the government is to spend $120 million to transform a facility in Montpellier, St. James into a second campus for Anchovy High. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says construction of the new campus will enable the school's administration to end the existing shift system for the 2,200 students currently enrolled. Minister Thwaites says the project is expected to be completed by the start of the 2014-2015 school year. He says plans are already in place to increase enrollment at the school as an additional 200 students from the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT 2014 cohort have been placed at the institution for the upcoming school term. Anchovy High is one of several schools being targeted by the Education Ministry for expansion this fiscal year. And the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is continuing its acquisition and refurbishing of historic buildings in downtown Kingston in order to facilitate more office space for public and private sector entities. The UDC recently remodeled and refurbished the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center on Church Street, and General Manager at the UDC, Desmond Malcolm, says several other projects are ongoing.
We recognize that the Market District is a very, very important part of the commercial activities in downtown. So right now we are involved in completing Jubilee Market, Red Rose Fish Market, Coronation Market, Phase 2.
Mr. Malcolm says the initiative is part of renewal efforts being carried out in downtown Kingston by the Kingston Restoration Company, KRC. The projects are being undertaken by the UDC and contracted developers. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.